Hey everyone, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the kickoff session that we had just a few minutes ago. This session is actually going to be all about how to get started with developing for Xbox One. How to get started with getting your retail console converted to a development console, and how to use Visual Studio to deploy your first applications. So let's go ahead and actually kick it off. Now, before we actually show you anything, I do want to mention the things that you need to get started. The first thing you need, at least for this session, is Visual Studio 2015. Now, Visual Studio 2015 is actually free if you get the Community Edition, and which allows you to develop applications for Universal Windows Platform, for the web, for anything, really. And you can get it on the website directly, or there's a link onto our landing page as well that you can get. In addition, to be able to publish applications to the store, you also need a Dev Center account. And a Dev Center account allows you to publish applications and manage your applications, do things, analytics, et cetera. And we have a whole session that talks about what you can do in the Dev Center. And as a Dev Center account also allows you to unlock your retail console to be a development console. Now, I want to walk you through the whole process of how to do that. Now, I have a quick video here that will walk you through that. I don't want to go through the whole process because it takes more than 20 minutes, or it takes more than we have allotted for this. So I have a quick video that will show you how to do that. All you have to do is actually first you need to find the application DevMod activation into your retail console. This is an application that's available for everybody to download as long as you have the latest update for Xbox One. Once you install DevMod activation, you can launch it. And this will walk you through the process of how to unlock your console. You start with what the program is. You start with what you need for unlocking this. And it will be provided with a code that you can use to unlock your console. You can use this code, and you can go to dev.microsoft.com/xboxactivate on your PC. And we can actually register your console to be a developer console. Of course, this is where you need the Dev Center account. So you have to log in first to enter this code. So once you're on this page, you enter the code and you hit agree and activate. You agree to the terms and you simply start activating. As soon as you do this, we provision your console in the background, and you'll notice on your console will simply start move from the code to say activating. And it's what we do at this point, we make sure that your console is moved to the right policy so you can actually start developing apps for it and start deploying apps to it. Once it's done, you'll be presented with an option to either restart and go to development mode or restart later. Now, you can still continue using your console as you're used to, as a retail console. If you decide to restart later and you go back to the application, you don't have to repeat this process ever again unless you deactivate the console. And you can simply just switch and restart because your console has already been activated as a developer console. And once you restart, we do some magic behind the scenes to move all your retail content that you had to and separate it from the developer content. So we move to a new mode called developer mode, which allows you to develop applications, publish, develop applications. Doing the retail code except run all your retail games and apps. But to do that, you can always switch back to retail mode. So you can switch back between retail and dev mode as much as you want, and you can still have the exact same thing. You can always go back to your games and continue playing once you're done developing at the end of the day. So let's go ahead and switch back to my Xbox here. And you can see I'm going to continue the demo from directly here. I have the Xbox here. I'm using it with my controller. And the first thing I want to show you on the Xbox, you notice here we have this Dev Home application that's going to be on the right side. Now, this is the application that allows you to manage everything about your Xbox, to manage your applications that are already installed on the Xbox, to manage your pairings with Visual Studio, to enable the Dev Portal, the Devices Portal that you saw in the previous session. You can name your console here. I've named mine Console Boxy, so I can easily reference it. Etc. So you can do a lot more cool stuff on here that you can use. I will come back to this tool as well. The Xbox DevMod Companion. So if we go back to my dev machine, you will see I have it launched right here. This allows me to actually connect to my console. You can see here I have Boxy here. Found it immediately, and I can connect to my console. I can see what the console is seeing at the same time. And I can use a controller directly here, or I can even plug in a controller to my PC to control the Xbox, or even if I don't have a controller, I can use the arrow keys to actually control the Xbox through my computer. So that way, I can be using having Visual Studio, and I can see what the Xbox is seeing at the same time. And we'll use this to actually show you how this works. Now, let's go ahead and build an application, a really small Hello World application, just to show you the process of launching your first application. Now, once you have Visual Studio installed on your machine, you can launch it, and you can start creating a new project. To do this, you just do File, New, Project. And this will give you an option to choose what kind of project you want to do. Right now, we're on the JavaScript app, so you can start creating JavaScript apps if you need. But I actually want to do a C-sharp project, so I'm going to go to Visual C-sharp, Windows, Universal. And there's a project here called Blank App. It's a template that you can start it. It just provides you one page, and you can start adding your content there as well. I'm going to name it the unique name of App2. This is a name that I'm very strongly attached to that I want to use. Once you create your project, you will prompt it with an option to choose what version you want to target for this application. So you can target multiple versions of Windows. The anniversary update that we released this month is version 14393. And this is the minimum required version you actually need to deploy your applications to the Xbox. By default, once you have the latest update for Visual Studio, you should have this SDK installed. And by default, it should target that version. There it is. So now we're just creating the files for the projects. And they will show up in the Solution Explorer. We actually start developing our applications. There it is. Now we have our solution right here. You can see it's one project called Universal Windows Project. And we have several files. The file I'm going to use is the mainpage.xaml. This is our first page of the applications that we can actually add our controls to and add some content to be able to deploy it before we deploy it to the console. And first thing I want to show you here is that this is currently on the 5-inch phone mode. So you can see what it will look like on a 5-inch phone. We can switch it to the Xbox really quickly, so you can see what the application will look like on the Xbox. Now, I'm not going to write a full-on application. I don't want to spend the time here. But I want to add a few controls on here, like a button. So let's go ahead and just drag a quick button to our control. There you go. Just open up the toolbox that's right on the side. And I can just search for button. And I can just drag it right here on my canvas. You can see here the XAML or the XML below is simply gets updated. I actually want to center this, so I'm going to reset all the layout, so that way it resets everything to default. And I'm going to use the properties right here to be able to change some of the things. I can either change the content here directly in the XML in the XAML, or I can just change it directly into the properties. And I can say I want to center this, that way it's in the center. Let's also add a little background. So I'm going to change the background here to green. So that way, we get the Xbox experience, so it looks the same way. That's it. Now, before we actually deploy this, let's go ahead and add a click handler. So I'm just going to add a little click handler, create a new handler event. And once I do this, it will open up the mainpage.xaml.cs. That's the code behind of the first page, right there. So I can either go back there. I can see we have our button click handler. I can add my code there. Or actually, what I like to do in Visual Studio is use the peek option, where I can right-click on the event handler and just say peek definition. It will actually open the C-sharp directly in line. So I can see the C-sharp that I'm writing, the XAML that I'm referencing, and as well as the designer at the same time. So it allows me to see all three views this way. So I can just start writing my code. So let's go ahead and write a little message dialog. That just opens up when we press the button. I'm going to pull in a namespace for it. And just instantiate a new dialogue and just use the unique Hello World text. And then just go ahead and show it and call show async. That's it. Now, before I run this on the Xbox, let's go ahead and first run it on the desktop to see what it will look like. I don't have to run it immediately on the Xbox. I can test everything here. I can make sure everything works before I deploy it to the Xbox. There's no requirement to do that every single time. And this application, again, it's universal. It runs across any Windows 10 device. This can run also on the IoT core device that we, like the Raspberry Pi. It can run on the HoloLens. It can run everywhere. There it is. If I press the button, we have a pop-up that says, Hello World. That's it. Now the fun part is deploying this to the Xbox. The first time you do this, there's a step that you have to do. So here I'm going to go down to the drop-down and select Remote Machine. as soon as I select remote machine, because I haven't paired this with my Xbox yet, it's going to prompt me to select what machine I want to deploy this to. And you can see here, my Xbox will actually immediately recognize, auto-detected, so I can simply just select this. If it doesn't get auto-detected for some reason, and that could happen, you can always just enter the IP address right here into the console. So I'm going to go ahead and select this. There it is, now it's selected, and now I'll go ahead and run it on the Xbox. So I'm going to have the Xbox DevMod Companion app running here while it's deploying the applications in the background. Now Visual Studio essentially is building the application, and it will soon will start copying the application over to the Xbox, copying all the files, and then registering all the endpoints to make sure the application can run on the Xbox. And we should see the application happening in just a second. Let's go ahead and back home. Now, if you're curious where to get the IP address for the Xbox, if you need to do that, the Xbox DevMod Companion app, actually the DevHome app that's already on the Xbox, will have the IP right in the top left corner, right under where it says DevHome. You can see it has the name Boxy, as well as has the IP address there as well. So you can do this. Now, the first time you deploy an application, it might take a minute or so, because it's copying all the files and it's going over the network. So we want to make sure that, you know, depending on how fast your network is, it's going to take that long to do it. But after every time you deploy it after that, because we do a diff each time, it's not going to copy all the files or deploy everything again. It's going to launch your application a lot quicker. Let's go. And we just have to give it a few more moments. Usually it does not take this long. Oh. I guess I forgot to do this. That's why I was thinking so long. Now, the first time you actually do this, it will ask you to pair your Visual Studio to the Xbox. You only have to do this once per Visual Studio. So the next time you create a new project, you won't have to do this. But this is a security measure, so it allows that no other people can deploy to your Xbox if they don't have physical access to it. So to actually get a code to be able to pair with Visual Studio, you will need to go back to the DevHome application. And go to Visual Studio section where it says pair with Visual Studio. Once you press this button, it will provide you with a code. And you enter this code inside of the prompt that you were prompting here. So it's VM3V3H. Let's see if that's right. There it goes. So once it pairs it, you don't ever have to do this ever again unless you go through a different machine that hasn't been paired with this Xbox, or you remove all the pairings. There's also an option in Visual Studio where you can remove all Visual Studio pairings. It will clear the connections between all the Visual Studios. There you go. So now it's actually deploying the application, not like before. And it's going to launch it. You can see Visual Studio is actually updating the layout and copying all the files. There it is. And in a second, it will start the application. Here we go. There it started the debugging, and here's the application launching. You notice as well in a second that Visual Studio will attach all the debuggers so we can actually have all our breakpoints and everything that we can click. So I can put a breakpoint on the click handler, I can debug the application just like I would on my regular on my desktop here as well to do the same thing. You can also use all the same diagnostic tools like the memory diagnostic that just popped up on the side or the CPU and see how everything's doing. Everything is the same tools, the same ways that you've been debugging your applications on the PC or on the phone, the same way it works on the Xbox. And here we are. So I can actually just hit the button and you can see Hello World, the same pop-up popped up. And the application just works on the Xbox the same way. Now, the last thing I want to show you before we go back to the next session is how to activate the Windows device portal on the Xbox. Now, if we go back to the Xbox and we go back to DevHome, this actually has an option for the device portal under remote management. This allows you to enable the Windows device portal. By default, it's disabled, so you have to actually click the button to enable it. And you have to enter a username and password. In this case, you can just enter anything that you want on your Xbox. I'm going to use the controller for this, and we can say I'm going to use a very hard username and password, just A and A. There's actually no requirement for the password. You can use whatever you need, and you can save. Once you do this, all you have to do is navigate to the name of the console or the um, or the IP on your browser to do that. You can see here it says to connect, go to HTTPS, boxy, and the port number is 11443 by default. If you use the Xbox Dev Companion portal, there's actually an option here that's enabled once you've enabled that. But in this case, because I just enabled it, it hasn't propagated yet. So I can actually go back to my browser, and here I can go HTTPS, boxy 11.14. And you'll see this option that the certificate is not recognized. That's okay, because it's just a self-signed certificate that runs on the Xbox. And immediately we'll log in into the Xbox device, the Windows device portal. And you can do some cool things here. You can do things like managing your Xbox Live accounts, managing all the applications that are on the account. So you can uninstall and install applications, and suspend and close applications directly from here. You can navigate to the local app data for each of the applications, so we can see what app data each application is storing that you've been developing. So it's a really great way to debug. You can actually look at the CPU performance and the I/O performance of your applications or of the system in general. And you can even do what's cool about this. You can actually even do Fiddler tracing. So if you have Fiddler and you want to see what kind of network traffic your app is doing, you can actually attach a root certificate from Fiddler here, and you can attach to as a proxy on your machine and be able to get all the Fiddler data to this as well. And finally, of course, you can take screenshots of your applications if you need to submit them to the store for publishing. Now, that's all we have for this. Now, this is a really great way. You learn how to convert your console from a retail console to a development console. You learn how to get started with starting your first application in Visual Studio and being able to launch the application paired with Visual Studio. We looked into the Dev Home application, as well as the Xbox Dev Mode Companion application and the Windows Device Portal. Final thing to show you here is once you're done developing for the day and you want to go back to your retail mode and start playing Forza or watching a movie, you can always press the leave dev mode, and this will simply restart your machine back to a retail mode, and you can go back and forth today. I hope this was educational. I hope you have fun. Please stay tuned. We're going to take a short break for about 5 minutes, and we're going to come back with the next session where Jason will walk you through the process of how to use XAML and C#. So take you from this point on how to develop application using XAML and C#, and how to take advantage of some of the controls and API in XAML that allow you to build great applications for the TV. Thank you very much.